It's Edward Golden with Our Talk on KCRW. Last Friday, I went to the Craft and Folk Art Museum for the opening of the exhibition of contemporary Iranian video and photography. As coincidence would have it, that was the very day President Trump signed the executive order closing the nation's borders to refugees and people from seven predominantly Muslim countries, including Iran. If you believe in the timeless wisdom of the saying, "A picture is worth a thousand words," this is certainly an exhibition that will open your mind. Every image provides a rare glimpse into the everyday lives of Iranian people. I do hope that after listening to the program, you will check out the KCRW Art Talk website and see these images for yourself. And better yet, I urge you to go and see this important exhibition firsthand. This exhibition, titled Focus Iran 2, is actually the second biennial exhibition with a focus on Iranian culture and heritage. An international jury panel selected works by several dozen artists living both in and out of Iran, thus providing diverse visions from inside and outside of the country. In her statement, the Craft and Folk Art Museum director Susan Iskin says that in an era where xenophobic rhetoric has taken center stage, the promotion of cross-cultural understanding through our exhibition and programs has taken on a new urgency. It's been only a year since the Los Angeles County Museum of Art had an exhibition of contemporary Islamic artists, primarily photographers and most of them women. I was impressed by the diversity and edginess of many of these images. At a time when most of the news coming from the Middle East is, to put it mildly, rather negative, seeing the artworks produced by contemporary artists there reminds us that we have much more in common with the people in the Middle East than we might otherwise realize. All of the above brings back the memory of another extremely important museum exhibition, Manzanar, the wartime photographs of Ansel Adams, shown at the Skirball Cultural Center in 2015. It dealt with the political paranoia of the time when President Roosevelt, after the bombing of Pearl Harbor in 1941, issued an executive order leading to the forced evacuation of 110,000 people of Japanese ancestry into 10 internment camps, Manzanar being one of them. Since visiting the exhibition, I've been haunted by the information I read in one of the museum's wall texts, saying that in the entire course of the war, only 10 people in the United States were convicted of spying for Japan, and all of them were Caucasian. It was courageous of Skirball to present this exhibition about this shameful chapter in our nation's history, a lesson that we mustn't forget. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk, KCRW.